El Sayed brings in fire alarm Bowman as black voters break for Stevens. By Marianne Angela on July 27, 2026. Michigan Democrat Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed rolled out endorsements from a former New York congressman and a sitting New Jersey Democrat this week as polling shows him trailing Representative Haley Stevens badly among black voters ahead of the August 4 primary. El Sayed promoted the backing of former Representative Jamal Bowman on Sunday and Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, DNJ, on Monday, both prominent black Democrats, in a race where surveys show him well behind within that bloc. Bowman named his post directly at the former congresswoman. Haley Stevens is playing politics, pandering, and tokenizing black voters, Bowman wrote on X, urging Michigan Democrats to back El Sayed. I freaking love Michigan. Thank you for all the hospitality. Quick message to my brothers and sisters in me. Here's the truth about it. Abdul El Sayed always had my back as a black man. Deep respect for Barack and Michelle Obama. Nose feedback is a sign of respect. pic.twitter.com/cwk4zxgzcv. Jamal Bowman, at Rep. Bowman, July 26, 2026. The House censured Bowman in 2023 after he had pulled a fire alarm in a congressional office building during a government funding vote. Bowman lost his primary the next year and left Congress. He claimed El Sayed holds deep respect for Barack and Michelle Obama. Obama has not endorsed in the Michigan race. The charge repeated a line El Sayed's own campaign has used, accusing rivals of trying to tokenize black voters or worse, lie to them. El Sayed also reposted a video Monday from Watson Coleman, a New Jersey Democrat with no district in Michigan, urging voters to back him. He has the moral clarity to call for the abolition of ICE, Watson Coleman said. He is running to pass Medicare for all. Thank you, at Bonnie for Congress. pic.twitter.com/e4isbefime. Dr. Abdul El Sayed, at Abdul El Sayed, July 27, 2026. The endorsements come as El Sayed sits far behind Stevens with black voters, who make up about a fifth of the state's Democratic primary voters. Stevens leads him by 46 points with that group, while El Sayed's edges with white voters, where he leads by 12 points. Stevens has the backing of the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, and Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer endorsed her last week. El Sayed argued the gap is manufactured. He blamed outside spending from an IPAC-linked super PAC targeting black voters. The conversations that we're having are rooted in the work that I've done with and alongside black leadership here in Detroit, in Wayne County, and in Flint, he claimed. The endorsement push comes as El Sayed answers for the optics of a recent Detroit rally. The event featured Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. It drew an overwhelmingly white crowd in a majority black city. Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, who backs Stevens, said a photo from that rally settled the question for him. I saw the rally. I didn't see a single person that looks like me, Clyburn said. That tells me all I need to know.